You are listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, episode number 9, Holiday Judo. How to disarm holiday triggers with the art of gentleness. I'm Sean Sally. Welcome to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. It is our happiness that wakes us up, heal what we feel, enliven what's been dormant, and lead us to ultimate health and wellness. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Sally, and I know that you know the holidays are coming. I know that you know that this could be a stressful time of year. So I wanted to share something with you, and hopefully by applying this very tangible tool, if you will, this season, this holiday season will hopefully be much more gentle for you to manage. So I was looking at this particular martial art form called judo. Now, judo is unlike any of the other art forms, martial art forms, you know, nothing like taekwondo where there's a lot of kicking, or karate where there's a lot of fighting and striking and punching. And nothing like kung fu where there's, you know, fighting with weapons. Judo is a much more gentle form of martial art in that because there's no punching, kicking, striking, and you don't fight with weapons. You know, it makes one wonder then how do these judo masters get their opponents on the ground, you know, without exerting any force really. And I realize the key really is the principle of softness. So there's a saying in Chinese that says you can't pierce an arrow through water, meaning when there is no opposing resistance, an argument or any kind of escalating of confrontations can't possibly take place. So how then do we position ourselves emotionally so that we can be in the state of, it's not a state of non-reactiveness. I think that's very, very different. I want to make sure that you understand there's a difference between non-reaction, you know, non-reactiveness versus the art of softening. So the art of softening actually requires, I want to say, 100% of your focus on feeling the triggers. And that is very, very different from maybe practicing non-reaction, because sometimes what happens is with the practice of non-reaction, the coping mechanism actually becomes, takes on the form of denial. Okay. And denial is not the same as non-reaction. Just because on the outside you're not reacting does not mean internally you're not feeling it, right? So sometimes we can feel something that's triggering, and even though we're not reacting on the outside, on the inside, you know, all those reactionary chemicals are totally taking place, meaning, you know, you can feel your adrenaline rushing and, you know, your heart's palpitating. So even though it looks calm on the outside, on the inside, there's all kinds of wounding that's taking place. So in order for us to prevent any more wounding, any more hurt really from building again and again over and over with, you know, these types of triggering get-togethers, what we can practice is the art of softening, meaning just like a judo master, what you want to do is soften into the force that's coming at you. So this is essentially how judo masters utilize the opponent's force and power to their advantage. So meaning they leverage on that force and power. They leverage on the opponent's force and power, meaning the harder they are charged against, the harder and the more powerful the opponent will fall on the ground, right? Without the judo master really doing much other than energy transferring. So one of the quickest ways you can actually transfer and transform and thereby transmuting this energy of, let's say, you know, verbal attacks or any kind of emotional attacks, you know, in the form of judgment or shame or guilt, what you can do is really genuinely feel into these emotions. So if you're feeling triggered, if someone, you know, one of your family members says something inappropriate or, you know, offensive, and instead of fighting against it and resisting it, what you can do is literally walk into the eye of the storm and feel into it. Give yourself full permission to feel the trigger and thereby allowing yourself and giving yourself compassion to hold yourself and give yourself space to have compassion to hold the feelings of the triggers. Now, there's a big difference between reacting to the triggers and actually just feeling into it. And this can be done in the moment. And what you will notice is that if you actually give yourself the space, as in you're holding space for yourself for this level of deep, deep self-compassion, in that you are not resisting the triggers. In fact, you are welcoming the triggers. You are saying to yourself, I'm feeling these triggers. I'm not shaming myself for feeling the triggers. I'm not going to blame myself for still having wounding and maybe possibly unresolved issues for me to feel these triggers. And instead, by giving yourself this level of love and compassion and siding with yourself, so be in your own corner and say to yourself, well, you know, of course I would feel triggered. This person is absolutely, you know, diabolically out of, you know, out of their minds, and by maybe saying some things that are very, very hurtful. And you can have this level of self-talk that really kind of explains the situation, not from a place of shame and blame for yourself, because so many times the shame and blame that we feel even more deeply is not the shame and blame that comes from the outside, but shame and blame that comes from within. So perhaps feeling shame that you're triggered, you know, feeling shame that maybe what they're saying is, you know, or may not be true. Instead of feeling shame and guilt and denying those feelings, feeling into the triggers and owning the shame and guilt, if that's what you're feeling, and saying, yes, I feel attacked and I feel shamed and I feel judged, and anybody in my position would feel shame and judged. That's it, right? Anybody in my position would feel exactly the way I do. Anybody who's being attacked will feel triggered, and feeling triggered is absolutely the right reaction, the right response to that type of opposition. When you can hold space for yourself in this way, what you'll notice is that you're actually going to be softening into it, because you're not going to be in a position where you feel this need to defend yourself, because you're already in your corner. You're already on your own team. By not adding to the shame and blame, by denying it even further and thereby creating even more of a resistance, but saying to yourself, yes, I am feeling extremely triggered. Anybody in my position would feel triggered. And operating from that space of loving softness for yourself, you can then start to see that, you know, everybody from their vantage point is in their own right coming from a place of, well, righteousness, right? I mean, nobody would actually do anything or say anything if they genuinely thought that they didn't believe what they were doing was right in some way. Meaning what they're doing is either, you know, alleviating their own shame and guilt or their own suffering and pain, right? Because in the end, we're all looking for the same thing, which is we're alleviating pain so we can have a more joy, right? We're alleviating suffering so that we can feel more joy. So understanding this and understanding that you don't have to be abandoning yourself when someone's attacking you emotionally or verbally, hopefully not physically at these gatherings, because, you know, there are, here's the thing. Okay. Emotional abuse is not tangible, and therefore sometimes it is so much more insidious, and not sometimes, actually all the time, it is so much more insidious because you cannot see it. And because you cannot see it, it will feel like maybe it doesn't exist. But believe me, if you're triggered for any reason, that means there was some deep emotional wounding that took place that's still not resolved, right? And that's okay too, because this is the process of, you know, becoming wholehearted. This is the process of becoming integrated with yourself. So what you can do is, instead of denying how you're feeling, feel deeply into it and own it. And you don't have to explain anything to anybody, but know this within yourself, know that you have every right to be triggered, and that there were probably things that were said and done that were completely unjust to you. And maybe you had to endure a lot of it as a child, or even as a teen, or even as an adult. And the last thing that you can do is to shame yourself for feeling shame or blame, right? And then wanting to defend yourself, because it's totally understandable. It's totally understandable to feel those feelings. So in order to transcend these feelings, we integrate these feelings into our being. It's the true embodiment of self-love, isn't it? Is when you can say, yes, I felt ashamed, and yes, I rejected myself. So make this holiday season, use this as your platform to practice self-compassion by not abandoning yourself and fully owning whatever it is you're feeling, and owning the part of you that you want to reject, owning the part of you that you want to condemn, owning the part of you that you want to blame and shame for, you know, whatever it is, right? Feeling triggered, or, you know, acting like a baby, or however it is, whatever that self-talk and that self-punishment is that you're feeling because you're having negative emotions. We have to understand that negative emotions are not bad. They're simply there for us to identify and address issues that we may have buried deep underneath our subconscious. And all they're doing is they're just kind of knocking at the door saying, hello, I'm still here, don't forget about me. And by practicing this art of softening, this art of softness, this art of gentleness for ourselves, you will see that this will be the gateway to a liberating holiday season. Thank you so much for listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. You can find me on Facebook at Shan Sally. That's Shan Sally. And you can also find me on Instagram at Shan Sally Health. That's Shan Sally Health. I would love to connect with you. Feel free to DM me on Facebook or Instagram, or leave me a message here on the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. Until next time.